Good morning, O frozen people of God. You know, we got spoiled. We got spoiled. I'll take spoiled. That's okay. Anyway, welcome this morning as we do come together as God's people and we do celebrate. How are you, by the way?
Oh,
good. That's so good. That's so good. Oh, for you. Dan's forgetful. That's okay, Dan. We accept all people here. Anyway, welcome. This is the second Sunday of Epiphany, and we continue now in the season of Epiphany to see how Jesus is revealed, what the different things that we find out about who Jesus is and what to expect. Today we have his first sign in our gospel text, the wedding at Cana. It's a party. But let's prepare ourselves for worship here with our confession and forgiveness. I'm going to invite you to stand as you're able, please. We begin here at the baptismal font, for here it's where we are reminded of who we are and to whom we belong. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose name is majestic in all the earth, who rescues and heals in every trouble, who does all things well. Amen. Let us come before God seeking forgiveness and life. Let's take a moment for our own self-examination and reflection at this time. Steadfast and saving God, have mercy on us. We confess to you all the ways we turn from you and harm one another. In your compassion, forgive our sins and heal our hurts. Bring forth from us the harvest of righteousness, the fruits of gentleness and peacemaking, the sheaves of wisdom and justice. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, receive mercy and find grace. In your time of need, your transgressions are forgiven. God's love is healing balm for your wounds. Rejoice, for God raises you up to new life in Christ. Amen. We sing, Gather Us In. This place, new light is streaming. Now is the darkness vanished away. See in this space our fears and our dreaming, brought here to you in the light of this day. Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Pray. Lord God, source of every blessing, you showed forth your glory and led many to faith by the works of your Son, who brought gladness and salvation to his people. Transform us by the love of his love, that we may find our life together in him. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading for today comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 62, verses 1 through 5. For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory. And you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give you. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate. But you shall be called, My delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your builder marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. The word of the Lord. The psalm for today is Psalm chapter 36. Please read responsively with the bold print. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, and your faithfulness to the clouds. How priceless is your love, O God! All people take refuge under the shadow of your wings. For with you is the well of life, and in your light we see light. The second reading today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to the idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, Let Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healings by the one Spirit, to another the working miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by the one and the same Spirit, who allows to each individually just as the Spirit chooses. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to John, the second chapter. On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rituals of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
You
may be seated. Any kids come up for the children's sermon? Well, you want to come up? You got me this morning. Come on down. Come on down. All right. Well, I better get down here too. How's that? Is that good? Can anybody tell me what these things right here are?
Glasses.
They're glasses. And what do glasses do? They help you see. You know, like right now, I'm looking out at the congregation, all these people out here, and I know there's people out there, or there's shapes out there, but it's not very clear. So when I put my glasses on, because I'm what they call nearsighted, that means... like, if I have something right here, I can see it just fine. But out there, farsighted, it's not so good. So that's why I need glasses to help me see. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. So they help me see. You know, I one of the things that I like to think about, these lenses right here are the things that help me see and make things clear out there. I like to think that God puts glasses on each one of us. You know what? Because God, I call it the God lens. The God lens, because it helps me to see people out here, even though they're blurry right now. But it helps me to see them like God would see them. How do you think God sees us?
He's watching us.
God's watching us.
He's watching us because I can't remember.
You can't remember? He's watching us because. Do you think he's watching us because he's watching over us?
No, to care
for us. To keep us safe, yeah. Yeah, to keep us safe. God's watching over us. And do you know what? I think God wants us to look through the God lens at each other too. So when I see you and you and you, I see a child of God. Because I think that's what the God lens helps us to do. So when I put the God lens on, I look out here and I see these are all children of God. And it's wonderful. And it helps me when I look at people. I don't look at if they're different than me. I don't look if they're a different color than me. I don't look at them differently. I try to see them through the God lens, so as children of God. So that's what I want us to try to do. Okay? So when you look at others, I want you to think like you're looking through the God lens. Okay? But I want you to pray with me. And I'd like you to repeat what I pray. And you can come, you can do it too.
Dear God,
help me to see others
the way you see them.
Out of love.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you for coming up. Now, what? Yeah, you can get up now. The question is, can I get up now? There we go. Would you please pray with me? Loving God, we give you thanks this day. How you reveal yourself to us through the different things that Jesus does, and we find out so many different things about Jesus in this time. Help us to see. We give you thanks for your word. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Just picking up on what we were just talking on here. Back in the day, when I was doing campus ministry, one of the things that I tried to impress, or on congregations primarily, we did it as we talked with our student community, our student leaders too. But when I went into congregations to talk with them about campus ministry and describe what things looked like, I tried to explain how once you come to campus, your world is opened up exponentially. People from all walks of life, different thoughts and different ways of thinking, different backgrounds, different beliefs and things suddenly come together. There's also different piercings, different colored hair, and a whole bunch of different tattoos, all those different types of things that are present. And I would impress upon the student leaders, because I asked the question, what kind of community do we want to create? What kind of community do we want to be? And we decided we wanted to be a community of hospitality and grace. But that meant that we needed to look at each other differently all the time. I invited the students, and even as I told the congregations, as I was out, that we needed to look at each other through the God lens. Instead of seeing things that would separate us, we would see things that would draw us together. In other words, we would see each other as children loved by God. And that's the type of community that we sought to create. Sometimes we're able to see those things. Sometimes we have eyes to see and behold all the different miracles in our lives and the different gifts of each other. Sometimes we don't see. Maybe we think of things only for their face value. So I want you to hold on to that image of how we see each other. I want you to hold on to that. And we see now in this story in the Gospel of John, the story of the wedding at Canaan, tells us how Jesus reveals how we're seeing something about who Jesus is. It's a story that shows us how God moves in our lives, how God reveals God's self in the world. We look closely at this miracle. Actually, we call it a miracle, but John calls it a sign. The fact is the fact that Jesus uses dirty water to reveal His glory catches our attention. In other gospel stories, Jesus uses spit and mud to cure a blind man, loaves and fishes to feed people, and a wooden cross to save all of creation. God seems to take particular delight in using common and ordinary stuff to reveal who God is and to accomplish God's purpose. We know that this is true not only in the Bible, but this is also true in our everyday lives. There have been countless times in my life when I have felt that I should call someone or make a phone contact with them. And when I follow my gut feeling, I've been surprised at the number of people who have responded positively to my call and said that it made a difference in their lives. We as a congregation have witnessed how our small gifts can be used by the Lord to touch others' lives and minister to people's needs. What are some of those things that you can think of? How this congregation, how our community here has reached out and touched and responded to people's needs. Talk to me. Think about it. The spot? What? Quilts? Home communions? Food pantry? What? Sunshine Club? Vacation Bible School? Blood drives? Jessica?
Sermon?
What?
Sermon?
Yeah.
Sermon.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I want you to take some time and think about all the different ways our community of faith reaches out and is able to touch the lives of others and respond to needs of others. And maybe those needs are within the congregation. Maybe those needs are outside, outside in our community. Jesus uses a lot of dirty water. 100 to 180 gallons of water to answer His mother's request. I can just imagine. Can you just imagine Mary, mom, coming up to Jesus? Says, Jesus. And He goes, Mom. Couldn't you just hear that in the text? Couldn't you just hear that? Mom, not now. Not now. I could hear that in the text. I don't want to impose what I hear. Yes, I do. But anyway. Meet the need of the wedding party, the host, and Jesus gave the disciples a glimpse of who He was, who He truly was. When God moves, we find in this text that God moves in an abundance manner. The wine steward comments that the wine that Jesus made from the water was the best wine of the celebration. When God moves, God gives good gifts. Secondhand and leftovers are not in God's vocabulary when God deals with the creation. God is a God of abundance and not scarcity. abundance and not scarcity. We know that God is a God of abundance, not only from the pages of the Bible, but also from nature and from our lives. Think of it for a moment. I want you to have visions of spring now. Your lawn is greening up. Things are growing. And then there's this yellow flower that rises up from that lawn. And you vow to yourself you're going to get them all. But no. Out of that flower, it turns white. Not just one seed. And I have no clue how many seeds are on a dandelion. But it's an incredible number. It's an abundance. And they go. It takes only a few dandelion seeds to make a weedy lawn. But God provides hundreds of seeds from every plant. Now our own lives are lives of abundance that are filled with blessings. We know this to be true when we take time to think about it, to count them, and not take a look at so-and-so, what they have or that we don't, or how we compare ourselves. The main miracle in the story, you see, it's not the making of the wine for a wedding celebration, but rather it is the faith of the disciples. They saw the wine for what it was, a sign of Jesus, how he was revealed to us, his godliness, we're told, his divinity. The disciples saw and believed. The thing is, God hasn't stopped moving to create faith in people today. We believe, I believe, and I hope that we believe, that Christ Lutheran is God's congregation. I believe, and I hope we believe, that God will use Christ Lutheran in ways beyond our wildest imaginations, that we will grow, and that we will reach out into the community and live, and lives will be touched. That we will grow as disciples of Jesus Christ and grow in our spirituality, in our level of commitment. Now, God will probably not bring these things about through magic, sleight of hand type of things or out of thin air. Because God, this is the way God does things. God takes the common things that we give to God, our gifts, our talents, our times, our treasure, our commitment, our endurance, to name just a few. And the thing is, God will do great and abundant things through them. I am confident. We are confident that God will move powerfully and abundantly to achieve God's will here. And God will do this by using us. Amen.
Inside. tonight. Draw to the light of the moon, glorious and bright. Oh, what a sight to be drawn to the light of God. Can we tell a heaven from hell if everyone dwells in the cold night?
I'd like you to stand as you're able. As we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. United as one body in Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. We pray for the church. Strengthen bishops, pastors, deacons, and all who lead in our ministry. Pour out your Spirit. Make us bold to proclaim your reign of mercy and justice. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the earth. For vineyards and orchards, fields and gardens, parks and wilderness areas. Fill the earth with your abundance and provide for the needs of all living things, Lord, in your mercy. For the nations, guide leaders and decision makers towards the well-being of all in their care. Strengthen those who work to uphold human rights for the sake of the dignity of all people. Shelter communities threatened by violence and show us the way of peace, Lord, in your mercy. For those in need, for those who face a scarcity of resources and those who struggle with debt, for all who suffer with chronic pain and all who grieve and all who are ill. Especially we remember Ron, Sue, Don, Ann, Kathy, Lexan, Kevin, Kelly, Sean, Ann, Libby, Owen, Leo, and Sam, and all whom we name in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. For this assembly, transform us and fill us with your life so that we pour out your love and service to the world. Bless all who work to provide food for others. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the unemployed, those who are seeking work, Lord, we pray that you will watch over those who are on furlough, struggling through this time. We pray for our leaders to come to a consensus, to bring an end, to get things up and running, so that the people will be able to move on with their lives. Lord, in your mercy. With thanksgiving, we remember those who have died in faith. Inspire us by their witness and unite us in the eternal light of your presence. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our prayers and fill us with the radiance of your love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Peace of Christ be with you. Let us share that peace with one another. Receive our morning offering at this time. Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills are gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory, through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." When the meal had ended, he took the cup. He gave thanks. He gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. It's shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Our Lord Jesus is the host of this meal and invites you to come and feast. It's been set for you. invite you to stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you welcome us to your table and satisfy our deepest hunger and thirst. By your gifts of word and holy meal, strengthen us to take up the cross as we go about our callings in this world, following after Jesus Christ, our servant Lord. Amen. Now, like children in the arms of Jesus, receive blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing, Shine, Jesus, Shine. And